And Prabhupada was translating some books, the Bhagavad Gita, and he continued a mimeographed copy of Back to Godhead. And at first, there was not even a Vyasasana. There was a makeshift altar, and one of the devotees was an artist, and he put a totem pole next to the altar. Did you have a question? No. A totem pole. He thought the Panchatattva were women and painted them like that, and then Prabhupada told him, no, this painting should be changed. And he was definitely father, but in his humility sometimes later on, he would also be like a son too. He'd say, is that all right? And with complete humility and wisdom, he was able to attract so many sense gratifiers who, in the days of the hippies, that was our goal, and we were good at it. And he was able to attract us with his sincerity and his love and his expertise in being able to see each person and what they were like. Encourage them in that way. Jamuna was good in calligraphy. I was doing photography. I saw that if I wanted to be next to the Swami, I should do something, which is Krishna service. So I began arranging television and radio programs, which meant I had to go inside to the room and have an audience and say, such and such happened. We're going on the radio, going on the television. And this happened, one television program, they were all set up, but there was a buzzing, and they couldn't figure it out. They said, why, what is the buzzing? And they all went and followed the wires and went into the machines. It took almost an hour, and then they followed it back to Prabhupada, and he was chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So we used to go walking, and one of the places was Stowe Lake. And this was a lesson to me, because at first we all wanted to walk next to Swamiji, and sometimes we were not letting our god brothers or god sisters get close, and there was a like that. So I said, well, I'm not going to fight. I'm just going to walk. Well, in this habitual arrogance that sometimes we come from, we have had our habits, there were some ducks sleeping right next to the lake. So someone came by and said, get out of the way, Swamiji is coming. Get out of the way. And the ducks were sleeping, and they got up, and they were very grumpy, and they were quacking. And Prabhupada said, as you are thinking they are disturbing us, they are thinking we are disturbing them. So I saw, this is compassion, that you can see every living entity as a devotee of Krishna. And this compassion was displayed many times. Perhaps when I made a mistake and didn't get a receipt. But you American boys and girls are not trained this way. He would always forgive at the end. And so as a family, he slowly introduced the prayers. He slowly introduced shaved heads, tilak, mridanga, so many things. Finally, the books. And all the time, from his descriptions, I was thinking of Vrindavan. I would like to go to Vrindavan. Now, as as we got to be more in number, the family, it got to be harder and harder to have an audience for everyone. Although on Tuesdays and Thursday evenings, Swamiji Prabhupada would let us all come in the room like this. Well, the servants of Prabhupada finally said, "Don't let Gurudas in," because I thought, I can read these books, but I'm not such a great scholar. What I want to do is watch and be with Swamiji and see how he actually reacts to actual events now. Because I saw the analogy of Prabhupada being what it was like to be like when Krishna was there. Of course, I'm not saying he's Krishna. We all understand the philosophy. But when Krishna comes and you leave your milk boiling on the stove, it's that phenomena. When Prabhupada came, or when he looked, or when he did this, it was like the center. And it enlivened and inspired us. So my idea was, I'm going to have as much time with Swamiji as possible. So they said, don't let Gurudas in to see him all the time. Not in a mean way, but just in the way that, oh, he's here again. And by Chaitya Guru, somehow or other, Chaitya Guru in my heart, Upendra would go to the kitchen, and that's when I decided, well, maybe I'll go and see Swamiji. And they would come back and there was Gurudas again. And so I would do that, and like I say, through the years, that was one of my main ways of becoming Krishna consciousness, to have as much time with Prabhupada. And it could be Vani Avopu also. It could be from the presence, or from the philosophy, or from hearing singing, or from thinking and remembering the smarana. That's very important. And that's what we can as a family do, is to remember Krishna and Lord Chaitanya, all these inspiring things on a daily basis and in the holy name. And that will keep us going, keep us enthused. There are many more pastimes, but I think I'll leave that to the possibility that we may go on Friday, and then we can actually see this place, and this happened here, this happened here, this happened here. But he gave us, he brought everything from nothing, then we became more and more interested, and to this day, this is what's happened. We are family together, and it is due to him coming and giving us this. And we must be very kind to one another. We must always nurture each other's Krishna conscious service. It's a small family and a wonderful family. So let us all help each other to become Krishna conscious. Thank you very much.
Kripa Sindhu Jai Vacha Patitanam Pamanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Mahabhadanaya Krishna Prema Pradaya Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratishya. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Yatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishvanusute Devi Pranamami Hari. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasa Adi Sri Gaur Bhakta. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Yeah, I started. Rai Ramananda Sambhad. Since 15 days. And we have come up to
we are explaining this. There are two kinds of bhaktis. Several kinds of bhaktis have explained for you. But Sarup Siddha Bhakti is one. Shravanam Kritam Vishnu Smaran. Bhakti is one, but functions are like divided in 64, again divided into 9, again divided into 5, Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavat Sraman, Mathura Vas, Sri Murti Saddhaya Siddha, Sakal Sadhana Sresti Eip Anchanga, Krishna Prem Janmaye Pancher Alpa Sangha. The Prayojana, the ultimate goal is Krishna Prema, not Krishna. Krishna Prema. It is Prayojan. Prayojan means goal of our bhajan. So, goal is one, that Prema, Krishna Prema. But when we practice it, then it is called sadhan bhakti, and after that bhav bhakti, and after that prema bhakti. I've explained also sadhan bhakti. Sadhan bhakti are of two kinds, vaidhi bhakti and araganda bhakti, or any apex like Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Any books of Srila Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, all follows Raganuga. They want to take us all in the line of Raganuga. Before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Manli Bhakti was there from ancient time, coming through four Sampradaya, Sri Sampradaya, Madhva Sampradaya, Nimbaditya Sampradaya, and Sanak Sampradaya. After that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. He made bhakti into bhakti rush. Before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, anyone had not done this. Only bhakti was going on, like Vaidhi bhakti. And goal was to achieve Vaikuntha and to serve Lakshmi Narayana. Or to annihilate Brahma, Nirvishesh Brahma, that is Sai Jumukti, salvation. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he cut out all the theories of Mayavad and he established Bhakti Rasa, and he especially ordered Rupa Goswami to explain what is Bhakti Rasa. He also told Raghunath Das Goswami how a bhakti can be transferred into Bhakti Rasa. So that both were like so that Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, everywhere in end of the chapter he has written, Rupa Raghunath Pade Jar Ash Chaitanya Charitamrit Kahe Krishna Das. So bhakti are of two kinds, sadhana, that is Vaidhi bhakti and Raganuga bhakti. There are very rare qualified for Raganuga bhakti. those who fear from death and birth, suffering and sorrow. And for this, for liberation of this, they can do bhakti, but that bhakti will be vaiti bhakti. And by path, past impressions, and now new impressions, having the company of bona fide tattva-vid, tattva-darshi, bhavuka and rashi-bhakta. And you can have new impression also. So mixing both, they can come in the line of raganuga. From, they will begin from a ruchi. Whether there is initiation or not, for them, diksha purascharya not essential. Those who are coming now, beginning from that, for them it is essential. For Haridas Thakur, Raya Ramananda, Srivasa Acharya, or like anything, they don't require all these things. We don't know who was the Diksha Guru of Haridas Thakur. Even we don't know who was the guru of Sarup Damodar, because he went to Kashi after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left his home. He went to Kashi, Varanasi, and he took Brahmacharya Ashram and something like Swarup, this Upadhi of Mayavadi. And when he heard that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has reached Puri, he left everything and came and joined his movement. He was the first bona fide association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So here we should not think that initiation is essential for them, nothing for them. But for us it is essential, we'll have to take. Someone are telling that we should think that Mahaprabhu is our Gurudev, Swamiji is our Gurudev. We don't want any Diksha Guru. Without it, it can. No, this cannot. A loving Guru should be, bona fide Guru should be, have. Otherwise we cannot advance. Because we cannot follow the order of anyone. And we will be thus vagabond. Like hippies. This should not be like that. So, here he is telling about Raganuga. He has told about Archan and all these bhaktis who will lead us to Vaikuntha. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not come for this. So, Bhakti Rasa Bhavita, I have explained yesterday. Mahaprabhu heard this and he told that you are, this is also true. It is all right. Not all right, but right. But you should go advance. He told that Dasya Prem is sarva-sadhya-sad. Dasya Prem is sarva-sadhya-sad. This is our goal. This is sadhya. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, yes, it is all right, but go. Here he has given a shloka from Srimad Bhagavata. Dasya Prem is bona fide. This is also some goal of some devotees. So he is telling here, Jannam suti matrena puman bhavati nirmala tasya tirtha pada kimba dasanam avashishya. He is telling that Dasya Prem is has to go. Raya Ramananda. Because those who have left karma, karma yoga, jnana, jnana yoga, tapasya, all kinds of these things, they have also left mukti, salvation, everything. And they have been mukta ho chuka hai, liberated. Then they can have the servant, they can be servant of Lakshmi Narayana. Otherwise they can. Annabhilashita sunya. There should be no worldly desires, sense gratifications, nothing. Even for mukti, they have given up all these things. Like Ajamil, then we call his son Narayana. And he was dying at time, he called his boy, his son. But he was given grace. Oh, he has called me Narayana. Anyhow, this is Namabhas. He sent at once for Vishnu Duts, like Vishnu, four-handed, having chakra, gada, padma, sankha and all. And they came. And they saved him from dying. There were so many things there. After that, he wanted to touch the feet of these four Vaishnavas. But at once they vanished. And he was anyhow saved from death. He thought that, I have not called Narayana, but yet they have come and saved me from this death. So I should now chant Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. Om Namo Narayana, Om Namo Narayana. So he left his home, everything, and went to Haridwar. And he was associated with Vaishnavas. He took bath in Ganges and sat down there, and very lovely and affectionately, as his Lord, he began to chant. He has some anarths there. He has some, you know, anartha, so many anarths. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has explained so well in his Madhurya Kadambini. He was only saved from death, but not verification of heart was done there. So he went to Ganges, Haridwar, and he took bath, used to take daily bath, and to sit and chant very lovely Narayana, Namo Narayana. After some days, everything went on. Sarup Brahm went on. Desiring anything, everything. And thus, he came in the stage of Bhavavastha. And then, death came, and he took his feet on the death, on the head of death, and he became four-handed, and the same four came and did everywhere. So, agrahaya mukti tabe sarva bandhanash, tabe se haite pare Shri Krishna dash. We cannot go directly to Vaikuntha. First, salvation will come. But not that kind of salvation. Salvation from death and birth. From all senses, sense gratifications and all other things. Then our heart will be pure and we have some bhava mood and then prem, then we can go there. So he is telling, Jannam Shruti Matrena Tuman Bhavati Nirmala Tasatit Padakimba Dasanam Aushishyate. Thus, who are impure, having so many things. But hearing the name of that persons, like Sukadeva Goswami, Vyas, Sarup Damodar, Rai Ramananda, and all the servants of Krishna, or Ram or Narayan, a man can be purified. His heart should can be purified by only hearing the name of that person. Tathat tisapada kimba dasanam. So the dash, the servants of the Krishna or Ram or Narayan, are of so high level. So nothing remains if anyone becomes the dash of Prabhu. So it is a very high post. Bhavantam in Srimad Bhagavatam, it has been told for that class of servant of Krishna who are serving Krishna in Dasya Ras. What is Dasya Ras? He is Prabhu and myself, a very low,
insignificant
person, like this. So many services, like Hanuman, he can,
massage
the lotus feet of Ram. He can bring so many fruits for Ram. If needed, he can take Ram, Lakshman on his shoulders and fly away miles and miles, like miles he can flow. He can go to Lanka and he will burn Lanka into ashes. So many kinds of services. Like once, when Ramchandra returned to Ayodhya, he was serving Ram always, day and night. Sita Devi, Lakshman, Bharat and Shatru, they all became worried. That he is doing service all time and we have no time to serve Ram. So we should make a plan that we should divide all the services of Ram day and night in four, and we should try to take one and we should serve Ram whole day and night. So that took 8 hours each. 8 hours serve Srimati Sita Devi night. In morning Lakhan, after that Bharat, after that Shatrughna, likewise. So Hanuman now has no service to do. Willingly it was done. Hanuman went to the fort and took the dust of lotus feet of them and prayed that I cannot leave, I will die at once now this time if you will not give me any service of Ram. So let me give very little, but yet service should be given to me, because my life and soul and everything is my service up to Ram. They all consulted each other and then in final they gave one service. That when Ramchandra will take more
yawning,
like when a person is tired, then he does like this. So when Ramchandra will do like this, yawning, then he used to do like this, in Indian system.
He used to do all that.
You know?
He knows that he used to do all
that. If anyone, then he do it. Why? This is ignorance. And also it is so, because we don't like to hear this. So, if you have no test, then it will come. Surely it will come. And she will call her mother, sleep. So, they get this service.
tell you that Ramchandra had never like this. He will not tired, he will not be lazy, and he will not do this. This should be given to him. Hanuman became so happy that I have some service. He sat on the gate of Ram outside, and they were servicing all. He began to do like this. And Ramchandra began to take yawn. Always day and night he was doing. And Ramchandra began to do like this. How? So they could not serve a single moment. They took the dish of Mahaprasadam, but he was doing like, I am doing like this. And Hanuman was doing. They used to give him a glass of water, but Ramchandra cannot, because he was doing and he was yawning. So day and night he was doing. They became so worried. They went to Hanuman. Why you are doing so? He told that you have given me
what's the reason
to serve Ram by this. I don't know when he will take
yawn.
So I am doing that. When he will do, I don't know. So I am doing so. They went to Ram. What to do? Then Ramchandra told that, do you want to kill me? He's doing always this thing. I cannot take rest anything, I cannot take water and anything. So you should give him any service. Otherwise I will die and you will all die. Go to Hanuman. They went there and told that, oh Prabhu, you should be very kind to me and give him. Take this whole service and remaining, if you want, then we will serve. Otherwise you will have to serve. Because Ram is not so happy by our service. He is happy only to have your service. So Hanuman is like so. Always serving him. So Ram always is happy too. So we should be like this. Not like sevak. Sevak. Bak means?
Crane. Yeah.
Three letters in sevak. Those who know the modes of Gurudev, Vaishnavas, or Krishna, without ordering them, they make that service from before. Without ordering, without anything, they will see Gurudev is coming from outside. Lips are some dry. He must want water. They will take water. According to season, hot or cold water. What he likes, water or any juice. He wants fan or he wants what thing. He's so hungry and he's so
thirsty.
And he came. Oh, we arranged madhu parka, madhu. Milk, ghee, and sugar, honey, and 1 kilo, everything. Guru wanted to take some water and to have a fan, but they told that, oh, we will do first your archan, and they began to do archan for hours. I will die, you should give me water, and let me do all these things first. This is not service. We should try to know what is mood, what he wants, without any order. Then he is really a sevak. We should like a sevak like. And if you want to more or more than them, then go to Braja.
They are not only Shuddha Sevak, Shuddha means pure Sevak. They are mixed with Sakha Bhav, Sakha Ras. They will see and know what service he needs. They will do at once, more than superior than Hanuman. So these are Sevaks. They are liberated. Whether they are in this world or that world, anywhere. Like Swamiji once knew that my Gurudev, my Holy Master wants that everywhere Krishna Nam should be preached in whole world. This is the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And everywhere this prem should be preached. So he knew that his Holy Master wanted to, that everywhere this prem and this name, holy name of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, should be preached all over the world. He did not try to message Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, oh, I will not go, I will waste it. Lakhs time more superior than doing so. Oh, I will cook always you prepare meals. I will not leave you. When you will go to work, he was telling, no, I will be nearer to him and pushing all others here and there. I will be. And take a photo and video for that. I am walking with Prabhupada with sticks. These are not sufficient. These are baka, without sa. Understand? Without sa. So we should not do like this. After that, if anyone knows the moods of his Gurudev, Holy Master, Krishna and Vaishnava, they can help. Serve more and more superiorly. Not outwardly. These are outwardly those who are baka. Also some kinds of sevak. He will order, oh, bring one glass of water. They will go running and they will bring. They are second class. First, knowing, no ordering, nothing, they will do what he wants. And by order they will carry the order. They are of second class. And thirds are, Gurudev told that go to England and preach there. And he at once came direct to
America.
What?
America.
New
Vrindavan.
New Vrindavan. He told what and he told. Another thing, he will tell, I will go, but if I will not meet that person to whom I will have to tell this thing, Gurudev told that you should go England. Gurudev, if it is not comfortable for me and helpful for me, then what should I do? First you should go and see there. Gurudev, if I will go and I will fall ill, then what will be done? What to do? If you are questioning, I am telling you to go. You are telling, I am knowing. And I am ready to carry your orders. But I am only simply asking you that if I will go and I will be so much cold having and I will be ill, then what to do? These sevaks are like baka, fools. They cannot carry. They know that this body is myself. And Prabhupada this. Prabhupada or any Vaishnava has no like bona fide, like Krishna. No difference in possession and possession. No. Krishna, everything is possession and possession. But they cannot know this thing. So here he is telling that Bhavantam eva anucharantam nirantaram. I want to serve a devotee like that. Hanuman and moreover, more than that in Braja.
Rakta, Pitra. They love Krishna, though they are the servant of Nanda Maharaj, but they know that Krishna is my son. And they take Krishna in their laps and they begin to kiss. They kiss Krishna. And they can give their hearts and heads for Krishna, everything. They know all the modes, when he takes food, when he takes milk, when he takes butter, when he takes what thing. And when he wants to go in Vrindavan here and there, they know everything. So, prasantamanish ashesh manorathantaraha annabhilashita sunnatiyar. They don't want anything for themselves. You know Daruk? Who was Daruk? He was Das of Krishna. Not of Vrindavan, but he was of Dwarka. Not superior like, but yet he was Das, bona fide Das. Once he was taking fan in hot days and he was shining Krishna. He saw Krishna so happy and so beautiful. He saw at and once fan came out from his hand and dropped in earth. He at once began to shy him. Dhikmam, dhikmam.
Five on me.
Five means?
Five on me.
Five? I just so much drink, sinking in ananda rush for me, and I lose the time for fine Krishna. So five on me. Why I did so? For a moment, the fan was not in his hand and he couldn't. So it is for me, my fault. So any seva will not do anything for themselves. Gopis were dressing themselves in a very good way, doing these things, getting flowers here, having garland, taking so many ornaments, very big kajal to this, big eyes, very crooked eyes, very lovely and charming eyes of gopis. And upon this they were also doing very good kajal from them. Why they are doing? Not to decorate themselves, to make Krishna please. So a sadhak, a das should be like this. He is going to stool, but for why? Not for themselves. Stool?
Bathroom.
Not for them. They sleep, as we sleep, but they don't sleep like us. They sleep for Krishna. They are going to stool, washing away all these things for Krishna. They are taking breath for Krishna. Everything, anywhere going for Krishna. How it is possible? It is possible for us. We should get up in the morning and do all our things. That, after that, we can chant more, chant and remember Krishna more, very happily, without any disturbance. So I must say something, like gopis. If you are so happy, gopis are thinking, if you are so happy and very beautiful, then Krishna will be so happy. And if you are not happy, then Krishna will be unhappy. So we must be happy. And seeing this, Krishna says that, oh, if I am happy, gopis are happy. And if I am not happy, then go. So I must be happy. Mm-hmm. Contest. Mm-hmm. So this is the modes of dasya bhava.
प्रभु कहे यो है आगे कहा और यू आर टेलिंग वेरी बोनाफाइड थिंग्स गुड थिंग्स बट इवन यू विल हैव टू ग्रो सम मोर फाइव चैतन्य महाप्रभु थिंकिंग देर इज अ वेरी बिग वॉल एंड वेरी हाई वॉल बिटवीन प्रभु एंड दास एंड दैट इज ऐश्वर्य भाव दैट इज हिज सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड एंड आई एम वेरी लिटिल 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 दास सो हनुमान कैनॉट टेक राम इम्प्रेस ही कैनॉट इम्प्रेस राम ही कैनॉट कृष्ण राम हनुमान कैनॉट द सर्वेंट ऑफ ब्रज दे कैन किस दे कैन इम्प्रेस कृष्ण ऑल्सो बट इवन देर इज द वाव ऑफ एपुलेंस सो चैतन्य महाप्रभु वॉन्टेड टू bring this wall down and throw out that two hearts couldn't meet. Even not a very lean and thin wall should be there. Of a paper also, nothing should be there. So he told that in Dasharas there is a wall, very big wall and long and high. They cannot see on the same asan on which Ram is sitting. They cannot take any grass of grass, okay, good boy. In the same plate, Ram and Hanuman. They cannot sleep